We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This weekend, warm weather and a lot of rain is expected. What should people, homeowners specifically, take note of? What are some precautions they can do to try to keep as much of that water outside of their homes?
Good question. My advice to homeowners is simply to make sure that the sump pump and their sump pump pit is clean. Occasionally you'll see toys, debris falling down into the sump pits, and then the sump pump doesn't work properly. So you want to make sure that it's clean, you check it with a flashlight, and do that periodically.
As far as like leaking and stuff, how can homeowners know about problems that they weren't aware of before, like a big rain like this?
What I normally see is downspouts that are overflowing, gutters that are overflowing, and you want to walk around your house and inspect those type of things. If you see water laying around the foundation of your house, that water is going to end up in your basement. So you want to do whatever you can to get the water away from your house.
Has this been a busy winter? I imagine it has been with the abnormally high temperatures. Talk about this season in general and compared to what you typically see around this time of the year.
It's interesting because what I've seen with the up and down weather is you do get the, obviously on the rainy days you get the sump pump calls, and then in the cold days you get what happens is when Lake Erie starts to get cold, the water coming into your house is a colder temperature, and it starts to affect your hot water tank, and then your hot water tank breaks. So you start to get the hot water tanks breaking, and then in the warmer days, and getting the sump pumps breaking. Back and forth. It's been busy.
Are there any specific areas that you cover that are more prone to seeing kind of the water issues?
Say that again.
So are there areas that you cover that are more prone to seeing water issues, like the lower elevation areas? Can you just talk about some of those areas specifically where homeowners in those areas should be more conscious?
Got it. Amherst area is a very swampy, wet area, and I would venture to say 80% of all my sump pump calls are coming from that area. It's already wet. The pumps are always working regardless of the weather, and then once you get the heavier rains, it kind of pushes the pumps over the edge, and then they don't want to wake. So Amherst is by far the toughest area.
Talk about West Seneca. Talk about some of the south towns. What do you see in those areas?
In other areas, it's a strange thing, and I get this question all the time. My sump pump works a lot, and my neighbor's never works. It really depends on the elevation, the depth of the water, or the depth of this basement, and the area. Again, one neighbor could have a sump pump working all the time and needs to have it replaced every 3 years, and the neighbor right across the street has no problems. It really depends on the actual ground area where you're at. And it's different from street to street, regardless of Orchard Park, West Seneca.
With the rain this weekend, do you anticipate there's going to be some problems?
Oh, absolutely. I'm prepared.
Okay.
Bought extra sump pumps. I'm ready.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? I can't think of too much more at this point.
One of the most important things I would every homeowner should do is have a emergency backup sump pump. Battery ones aren't very reliable, but the water-operated ones are very well improved and very reliable. And if they do have a water backup, make sure they test them. They're supposed to be tested 2 or 3 times a year. You don't want it to fail before or when you really need it. And the other thing I think is really helpful is look around in your basement. Just imagine your basement with 3 or 4 inches of water in it. What's down there that's going to get ruined? Something You could always replace a hot water tank, but you can't replace a yearbook. You can't replace pictures. Those are the things when I walk into people's basements and I feel bad for the homeowners.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.